Hello, welcome to Da Illuminati. This is Joanna Morrow. This is episode 13. And Happy New Year! Happy New Year! Yayer! Happy New Year! It's been 3 weeks and on my last show, I didn't say like how long I was going to take off or when I was coming back. So I'm kind of like staying up to do this show right now. I, of course, spent time with my family and listened to music and did a lot of organizing and worked. And I'm feeling pretty good about things. I also wanted to train my cat, and I read articles, and I'm in the process of wanting a clicker so I can give him commands and then like use a clicker as a little reward. The thing is, my cats go to the bathroom in my bathtub, and that's something that Smoke taught Lou, because she's never done that, and we've been in this apartment 2 years. There is a technique where I could put the litter box on top of the toilet and have them get used to using it, and then move it to the side of the toilet, and then eventually put like something like a flushable litter in the toilet. I'm thinking about it. I don't know if I want them like over the toilet because they already try to drink out of the toilet. So I'm keeping the bathroom door shut so that they can't like run into the bathroom and like use my tub. So yeah, next topic. My new year is going to be about staying productive. I want to keep reading, being more social in society, doing something productive in the community, maybe taking a daily walk to get some fresh air. I did that at one point. Like, I made sure I went out every single day, like even if it was around the block, to take a walk, and that was refreshing. Thinking about the summertime where I can go to the park to exercise. My image is everything, both inward and outward, and I'm turning 40 this year. I'm still young, and my identity is more than just inside my home. That's why those goals resonate with me. And also, I want to eat healthier. I keep hearing that, like, eat healthier. Even though I eat pretty darn healthy. Like, I drink diet soda, and I don't eat a lot of sugar except when I bake something. That's like baked goods and bakery items is where, like, I eat the most sugar. Other than that, I eat lean meat, and I love tacos, and that's like veggies and protein and grain. So I don't think I eat too bad, but just still, I'm going to keep in my mind that I want to eat healthier, because, you know, that could make me think of variations of eating instead of brown rice, quinoa, you know, stuff like that. And also, this is big, big, big for me this new year. I want to get into poetry, songwriting, book writing, journaling. And I think that's a good way to channel my energy. So yes, I'm looking forward to an abundant year. And I am thinking forward. For those who didn't know, I have been gang stalked by the elites and Hollywood, and spiritual things were done to try and keep me in poverty. I've talked a lot about that on my show, like, get with the program, like, I'm Joanna, like, you guys have been hearing this, like, forever. I mean, get real. But I don't want to focus on that anymore, and basically it's not going to work anyway. I will continue to come up and thrive, and I don't want to deal with negativity and bad energy, and that goes for my kids as well. I want them to be healthy and live a good life. I really don't want this to be a trying and abundant year. I want this to be an abundant year for all of us. And I repeat, I don't want this to be a very trying year. Yeah, abundant. All right, I was going to come back and do a show with my kids, and I still might do that tomorrow. There's just one thing that popped up, and I'm going to speak about it now. Actually, two. I want to say, don't be dazed and cray, and don't use an outdated mind state. And I think you can use that in all areas of your life. And of course, I'm specifically talking about me and my situation. And, you know, in times past, there are people that would not totally get it and be like, how do you run the world? And I don't hear people talking about you, and I just don't hear it, and what people and things of that nature. And if the people listen to this show, they would get like a better understanding about those things. So that's number one. And number two is a big thing for me, and this is dealing with pornos. And I want to say, everyone that's using me, and this is a question now, do I look like Ernie Succubus to you? I am the one behind the chambermaid and the chamberling. That is my idea that's floating out there, where people aren't bashing porn stars and looking into that more. And that came from me. And I'm just using that because I never go after people like that. I'm just saying that my point for bringing that up is there are porn stars, I guess some are, and then there's the amateur, so I guess there's just some people that are doing porn. There's a difference. And they want to go all into using me and my select family members in their skits. And I just want to say, that's not bringing any sexual energy really to my bedroom. It's not helping me really at all. It's helping y'all. So I want to acknowledge that, because I have seen things, and we've went over all of the head things before in other podcast. And when people are using that and they're using my image for those things, it's not giving me like some type of return. Like, I don't take that with me and use it at all, because it's really not on my level of something that I could use. And I just want that to be known. And there was some stupid thing that I said as a teen. And like I said, I've made, obviously, comments throughout my life, and people like just hold on to this stuff and just think I'm supposed to take it like through my entire life. When I was a teen, I made a statement that I wanted to be a stripper or a porn star. And this was when I was like, you know, 14, 15, 16, like those types of. And I just made that statement. It was probably the person that I was with that had me like totally out of my mind thinking that. But yeah, that's what I wanted to be when I grow up. And also, with that person, I was like, I want people to watch us having Whoopi. Like I said, I was just one of those dumb teens that, yeah, like I would never think that way now. Like I wasn't even thinking that way, like beyond 18. Because I got into like a Christian church and I just listened to nothing but Christian music. I mean, I got rid of all my Destiny's Child and, you know, every like little popular CD at that point and traded it in. I remember I went to Cheapo Records, gave away my whole collection of like the newest music. And they gave me $20 for everything, and I went and brought, like, some spiritual, I want to say it's Negro spiritual, for real, I'm not, you know, it's like Negro spiritual, like, I was listening to Mahalia Jackson, and, like, it was some Negro spiritual group with, like, four dudes, yeah, like, I was completely listening to nothing but gospel. So yeah, that thought didn't really go past like a certain age, but I said that. I think a lot of stuff like that comes from being bored. And I always tell my kids about this, and they're really young and they'll say, I'm bored. And I'm like, but you're just chilling, like be in the moment. I try to tell them to be in the moment, like, even just chilling, like you're not actually bored, you're just chilling. And you know, that statement, going back to that, so I can squash that, that's the only reason why I brought it up, is a lot of that type of behavior and that thinking comes out of that statement. I think I'm bored. And yeah, I just, you know, there's no one around that would teach me like stuff like that, or I didn't know anyone, or you know, but yeah, so just saying. And that's all for right now. Thanks for listening. Have a good day. This was recording by Da Illuminati.